Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Be the Unicorn by William Vander Blomen presents leadership development through the lens of measurable behavior rather than vague charisma. Drawing on patterns observed in high-performing leaders, the book argues that standout leadership is less about rare talent and more about repeatable habits that can be practiced, tracked, and improved. The unicorn metaphor points to leaders who seem unusually effective, trusted, and resilient, yet the author frames their edge as evidence-based choices made consistently over time. Readers are guided toward practical, data-informed self-assessment, noticing what they do under pressure, how they communicate, and how they build teams that execute. Instead of focusing only on motivation, the book emphasizes clarity, accountability, and the compounding results of small disciplines. For anyone tired of leadership advice that sounds inspiring but feels hard to apply, this work aims to translate real-world observations into a set of habits that can help leaders raise performance, strengthen culture, and make wiser decisions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, leadership as measurable habits, not personality. A central theme is that exceptional leadership can be described in observable behaviors that show up in calendars, conversations, and outcomes. Rather than treating leadership as an innate trait, the book frames it as a set of repeatable actions that can be monitored and adjusted. This approach encourages readers to move from self-perception to evidence. What do colleagues actually experience? What results follow your decisions? And which routines shape your influence? By emphasizing data-driven habits, the author nudges leaders to build feedback loops, track commitments, and replace assumptions with signals from their teams and stakeholders. The practical implication is that growth becomes less mysterious. If a leader wants greater trust, they can measure response time, follow-through rate, and the clarity of expectations. If they want higher team performance, they can examine hiring choices, meeting cadence, and decision latency. The book also highlights the risk of relying on charisma, intuition, or title alone. Those factors can mask dysfunction until it becomes expensive. A habit-focused framework helps leaders make improvement concrete, coachable, and scalable across an organization. It also lowers defensiveness. The point is not to label people as good or bad leaders, but to identify which behaviors produce durable results and then practice them consistently. Secondly, decision-making discipline and accountability. Another major topic is how top leaders make decisions under uncertainty and then own the consequences. The book positions decision-making as a discipline, clarify the problem, define success criteria, gather relevant input, decide, and communicate the decision with the why behind it. Data-driven leadership does not mean endless analysis. It means using evidence to reduce blind spots while maintaining momentum. Readers are prompted to notice common failure modes, such as drifting toward consensus to avoid conflict, delaying hard calls until options disappear, or making quick decisions without testing assumptions. Accountability plays a complementary role. Strong leaders build credibility by setting clear expectations, documenting commitments, and revisiting them openly. When results miss the mark, they model responsibility rather than scapegoating, and they focus on learning that improves future execution. The book also underscores that accountability is not only personal, it is systemic. Leaders create structures that make it easy for teams to deliver, such as clear roles, decision rights, and metrics that match the mission. Done well, this reduces confusion and politics. Over time, disciplined decision-making and visible accountability create stability, speed, and trust, allowing teams to take initiative without constantly seeking permission or fearing arbitrary reversals. Thirdly, communication clarity that builds trust and alignment. The book emphasizes that elite leaders separate themselves through communication that is consistent, clear, and actionable. Trust is treated as an outcome of repeated experiences. People believe leaders who say what they mean, explain priorities, and follow through. Communication clarity includes more than speaking well. It involves translating strategy into simple focus points, defining what success looks like, and making sure messages travel through the organization without distortion. The author highlights the cost of ambiguity. Teams fill gaps with assumptions, misread urgency, and pursue competing priorities. A data-driven mindset pushes leaders to check understanding, not merely deliver information. That might look like asking people to summarize next steps, using written follow-ups, or revisiting goals at regular intervals. The book also suggests that effective leaders calibrate communication to the moment. They increase transparency during change, acknowledge uncertainty without spreading anxiety, and provide context so people can make good local decisions. Equally important is listening as a leadership skill. Leaders who seek input and pay attention to patterns and feedback can detect morale issues early, spot operational friction, and strengthen relationships. Over time, communication becomes a tool for alignment, not noise. It helps prevent burnout by reducing rework and confusion, and it supports a culture where people know how their work connects to the mission. Fourthly, talent selection, team health, and culture by design. A standout element in data-informed leadership is treating hiring and team formation as strategic, not incidental. The book focuses on how exceptional leaders choose people carefully, match strengths to roles, and build teams that can execute reliably. Rather than hiring only for credentials or charisma, leaders look for evidence of competence, character, and fit with the organization's values and pace. They also recognize that team performance is shaped by systems, onboarding, expectations, coaching, and how conflict is handled. Culture, in this view, is not a slogan. It is the sum of repeated behaviors that leaders reward, tolerate, and model. The book encourages leaders to design culture deliberately by clarifying standards, reinforcing them through recognition and consequences, and using metrics that reflect what the organization truly values. Team health is treated as a leading indicator of results. Leaders watch for warning signs like unclear ownership, recurring miscommunication, or chronic overwork. They address issues early through role clarity, process improvement, and honest conversations. This topic also speaks to retention. People stay where they can grow, where the mission is clear, and where leadership is consistent. By approaching talent and culture with the same seriousness as finances or strategy, leaders create an environment where excellence becomes normal rather than heroic. Lastly, personal resilience and sustainable leadership practices, the book also points to the inner habits that allow top leaders to stay effective over time. Being a unicorn is not only about peak performance, it is about durability. Sustainable leadership includes managing energy, protecting time for deep work, and building routines that keep perspective during stress. A data-driven approach can even apply to personal health. Leaders notice which patterns precede poor decisions, reactive communication, or impatience, and then adjust inputs such as sleep, workload, boundaries, and reflection practices. The topic emphasizes that leaders set the emotional climate. When they operate from chronic urgency, teams absorb the anxiety and start optimizing for survival rather than excellence. By contrast, leaders who create margin can respond thoughtfully, coach well, and maintain consistent standards. The book encourages intentional practices that support resilience, such as regular review of priorities, disciplined scheduling, and identifying the few actions that produce the greatest leverage. It also highlights humility as a resilience factor. Leaders who can admit mistakes, ask for help, and keep learning recover faster from setbacks. Over time, these habits protect both the leader and the organization from burnout cycles. They also make leadership development replicable, because a sustainable model can be adopted by others rather than depending on a single heroic individual. In conclusion, this book is best suited for managers, executives, team leads, founders, and high-potential professionals who want leadership guidance that feels practical and verifiable rather than inspirational but vague. It is also a strong fit for readers responsible for hiring, team performance, or culture, because the habits emphasized connect directly to daily operational realities, decisions, communication, and accountability. The main benefit is that it encourages readers to treat leadership as a craft with measurable inputs. That shift helps people identify what is working, stop repeating unhelpful patterns, and build routines that produce predictable outcomes. Over time, those routines can improve trust, reduce confusion, and increase execution speed, which directly impacts career growth and organizational results. Compared to similar leadership books, The Differentiator is the focus on data-driven habits and observable behavior. Many leadership titles lean heavily on personal stories or broad principles that are hard to translate into action. This book aims to turn excellence into a set of disciplines that can be practiced, evaluated, and reinforced. For readers who want a clearer path from intention to impact, it offers a structured way to move from good leadership to consistently exceptional leadership. If you would like to support William van der Blomen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.